Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
How many of you guys are excited to start a new year together in Jesus' name? There's no better place you could have started this Sunday. You say, Pastor, we're going to the Bengals game. Why? They're not going to the playoffs. Relax, okay? But listen, we have hope for next year, right? Come on. We do. And then just for the record, how many of you guys are praying for Michigan tomorrow night? Can I get a witness? Let's go. I just made everybody mad. Congratulations. Listen, I love you. I'm excited for what God's going to do in and through his people in 2024. And I'm going to tell you, today we get to talk about vision. Today we get to talk about some things God is speaking to us that we can step into together. But I will remind you something. None of these things happen if we don't respond with faith. If we don't receive and respond with faith and then say, we will step into these things together in Jesus' name. I'm gonna let you know a secret. We've got too many people that say they love the Lord, but they live in less than in every part of their lives. They live in less than. What does that mean? That means that Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. But we've got a lot of people that say they love Jesus, but they don't live in life abundantly. They live in average life. And not because Jesus wants them to, but because we've got to have the desire in our heart to say, I will step into the fullness of everything God has with faith and passion because God has designed me to do great things in the earth. If you believe that, somebody say amen. And so I want us to pray together, and I want us to prepare our hearts to receive what God is saying because listen, I believe right now that this is a year we will see things we have never seen together and individually. Listen, not because I say so, but because I believe God has ordained it in Jesus' name. So let's start this year responding in faith. In fact, if you say, Pastor, I want to jump into what you're feeling this morning, now just slip up your hand right now. Let's pray together. Father, I love you. God, I thank you for your presence. God, your goodness in this room today. And God, it is a joy, Lord, to be with my brothers and sisters in the kingdom. God, it is a privilege, Father, to get into your word. God, to hear your voice today. And God, I ask God, may people not hear my voice, God, or think they're my words. They is your voice. It is your word speaking to us today. So Lord, give us ears to hear. Give us a heart to understand. And may we not just receive, but may we respond with faith and believe that we will see things we've never seen before this year, Lord, because you have ordained it in our lives. And we declare it today in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe it, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, be seated in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You probably see some things that have changed on our stage. We added some lighting this week. I want to give a shout out to our media director, Nick Long, and Justin O'Keefe, and Justin Kane. They did an awesome job. Let them know how much you love them, man. And listen, if you don't like it, smile and act like you do because it's there to stay. Can I get a witness? It's going to be there. But no, I'm grateful. How many of you guys know that God gave us creativity on purpose? That we should be creative. And you say, well, Pastor, why do we have to have lights? Who created lights? The Lord. Who created color? The Lord. So relax and recognize we're being godly. Come on. But I want to get into the word today, and I want to talk about 2024. Last week, we sealed 2023, saying that we would continue to take components of rising together into everything God has for our lives. But this entire month, it's vision month here at Makers Church. We're going to be talking about vision. We're going to be looking at what we're going to be fasting for together in 2024. And so we're diving really into what God is saying, but also, listen, what God is inviting us into this year as his family and as his army in the earth. So we're talking about vision, but we're also looking and recognizing what God is inviting us into. Now, how many of you guys know something about invitations? And you've been invited, but you choose. You can either say yes or you can say no. And can I just tell you something in love? If God's inviting you, you should always say yes. If God's inviting you, you should always say yes. But vision is important. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says this. It says, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people perish. Listen, how many of you guys know we need something to live for? We've got to have something. We've got to have something to devote our lives to. And so the word of God is true. And so we believe that where there is no vision, people can perish. But listen, that also means this is true, that where there is vision, where there is vision, that means there is life. And listen to me this morning. When it is a God-given vision and a God-centered vision, there is abundant life, because that's who Jesus is and that's what Jesus does. And so we're talking about vision together and individually right here at Makers Church. Now, let's talk about some overarching things just for a minute. We know that our big vision here at Makers, it's simple, but it's significant. Our vision, it's actually on the back wall of our worship center. It's to make disciples and make a difference. To make disciples and make a difference. Now, how many of you guys know that vision is not just for some of us? That vision is for all of us. It's rooted in God's word, to be disciple makers and be difference makers. That's our vision, to make disciples and make a difference. We also know that our overarching mission here at Makers is that we want to help people discover identity, develop their purpose, and deploy as leaders into the world for the kingdom of God. How many of you guys know we have to know who we are in Jesus? We have to know we're no longer slaves, but we are sons and daughters of God in the earth. We have to know that God made us with a purpose and for a purpose, and we have to develop that purpose by going through discipleship. But guess what? We cannot just say we've discovered and developed and then just show up every Sunday and act like that's it. We have to say, God has helped me discover who I am. He is developing the purpose inside of me, not so I can just come and be a good church member, but that I can be a leader in the world for the kingdom of God. That I can go into every place of societal influence and I can shine bright in the darkness, and I can bring hope and I can bring life, and I can say, I will go into the world just as Jesus said we should, to make disciples and make a difference. If you know that's for you, somebody say amen. So we've been talking about vision, and we're talking about mission, those overarching things. And listen, while those things pace us and those things give us direction, I also know that God is speaking to us about the next few years here at Makers Church. God is also speaking to us about this season that we're linking arms and moving forward together. And I want to tell you and remind you that in my spirit, I know what God is doing. This is about to be one of the most beautiful seasons we have ever seen together. This is about to be one of the most beautiful scenes or seasons we've ever had together. Now, I do want to give a caveat right here. This is important. While I believe it's going to be a beautiful season, I also believe this season will require much perseverance and endurance. Okay? Now, does that scare anybody? I hope not, because you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But while it's going to be beautiful, it's going to test you. It's going to require you to have perseverance and endurance. But can I remind you of something? It's okay that we have to contend for some things in the earth. It's okay. I told you last week, you say, well, Pastor, we're overcomers. Well, the definition alone should let you know the only way you're an overcomer is if you overcome something. The only way you can be more than a conqueror is if you've conquered something. So you're going to have some things. You're going to have some tests and some trials. But listen, we will contend for the fullness of the plan of God in our lives in Jesus' name. If you say, Pastor, that's me, somebody shout amen. We will contend for those things together. And so here's where I want to start. I want to start here because the Lord spoke to me last July about the season that we were stepping into together here at Makers Church. And God told me it was going to be a season of miraculous multiplication. Somebody say miraculous multiplication. Miraculous multiplication. Miraculous multiplication. A season of miraculous multiplication coming to us. The Lord said this. He said that a harvest is coming to our church, a multi-ethnic, multi-generational harvest. And the Lord said He is going to open supernatural doors of destiny. How many of you guys know God is a door opener? He can be a door closer. And listen, if God ever closes a door, it's for your benefit. But God is a door opener, and not just in the natural, but in the spiritual realm. God said He is going to open up supernatural doors of destiny. The Lord said that He was going to open up doors for this house, for buildings and properties. How many of you guys know we need a bigger building? It's time. I am thankful for what we have stewarded. But listen, this is not the end. This is just the beginning right here. And I want to tell you, yeah, listen, if you say, Pastor, what can I pray about? Pray that God opens up that door this year for us to get into a bigger space. But hear me quickly. If we find, and I believe we'll find it this year, a bigger facility and space, it is not so we can be known and build a brand. Let's go ahead and make that clear right now. God's not going to open up a door for us to have a bigger space so we can be known. Oh, that's such a great property. No, none of those things. We are grateful for, but listen to me. If God opens up more space for us, it's so we can gather, we can disciple and equip, and then send the people of God back into the world to continue to do his work. That's why God will send us something like that. And so listen, let it be in our hearts. In Jesus' name, God's going to open up a door this year for us to find a bigger facility. Amen? Come on, if you believe it, somebody say amen. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. But he said that he was going to open up doors for buildings and properties for us. Also, he said that we are going to plant and help plant churches in our region, our nation, and in other nations. Pastor, why would we want to do that? Because I've reminded you, and I'll keep telling you, there is an apostolic anointing on this church. And the apostolic anointing is one that goes into new territories and does new things. So guess what? We are going to be sending sons and daughters and planting churches. We're going to be partnering with other ministries, and we're going to be planting churches not just here, but around the world in this next season in Jesus' name. That's the assignment that God has given us. But he kept speaking. And you say, Pastor, he speaks a lot. If you listen, he'll speak all the time. Come on, somebody. He said that we're going to send sons and daughters into all mountains of influence to advance the kingdom, that we're going to raise and equip apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the kingdom of God. Then he also said that just this church, we are so generous here. We give hundreds of thousands of dollars to local and international missions every year. But he said in this next season of miraculous multiplication that there will come a time we'll start giving millions in Jesus' name. We'll start giving millions in Jesus' name. Pastor, that's a big number. It's not bigger than God. You said that's too much. Now raise your faith and believe if God, if we're available, God will do anything he desires. Let's be ready and available and be faith-filled in Jesus' name. Amen? So God spoke all those things, and I shared that with you prophetically last July. But I'm reminding you about what God is saying. I'm reminding you about those things because the truth is this, is that the only way those things happen is the supernatural power of God. The only way those things take place is if the power of God comes around us and through us and accomplishes those things through our willingness in Jesus' name. That's the only way those things happen. And listen to me. When I prophetically declared those things last July, I had not looked at what was coming on God's calendar. But since then, I have been getting to study, and I want to unpack something about the season and the year that we're in on the Lord's calendar. Let me teach just for a minute. How many of you guys know that the year 2024 is on the Gregorian calendar? It's a different calendar. That is a solar calendar that most of the world operates by. Did you know God also has a calendar? Some of you do, okay. And listen, God has a calendar, but it is a lunar calendar. And so if you'll study and understand some things about the Lord, first of all, God is much more involved in these things than we think that he is. Second of all, he's a lot smarter than we think he is sometimes. And so what we see is it is the year 2024 on the Gregorian calendar, but on the Hebraic calendar, on the Lord's calendar, it is the year 5784. It is the year 57. Everybody say 5784. Now, if you have questions about this, I don't have time to go into it today. Come talk to me. We will go and we will drink some water since we're fasting, and we will have a good chat about these things. But it's the year 5784 on the Lord's calendar. But I want you to notice something. What is the number that is congruent in both of those? It's what number? It's the number four. It's the number four. Now, this is interesting because the fourth letter of the Hebraic alphabet is the letter Daleth. Now, I tried to get that picture to Nick. Hopefully you got it. My man, he hooked me up. Right here. This is the Hebraic letter Daleth. Everybody say Daleth. This letter comes from the word Daleth, which means a door. It means a door. Now, of the seven Hebrew words, there are seven Hebrew words for door in the Bible. And the word Daleth is the one with an emphasis. Whether you can see it or not, it's an emphasis on not just a door, but it is a swinging door or gate. It's a swinging door or gate. It's a swinging door or swinging or dangling. And so you have to remember something when I say that. If you remember stuff about the Hebraic alphabet and Hebraic letters, they are two things. They are hieroglyphic and they are alphanumeric. And so every letter in the Hebraic alphabet is almost like also like a word picture. And so what you find is when you see this, it looks like a swinging door or gate. It is the letter Daleth. And so it looks like a swinging door, which means this is a very, very important, which means something. If you know anything about a swinging door, it can swing open, but it can swing shut. It can swing open, but it can also be closed. And so this swinging door, if you will, Jewish scholars and writers define Daleth as an open doorway that is an entranceway or an exit. And I want you, as we step into this year together, I want you to catch something and understand something personally and for all of us. I believe this year there will be doors that God sets before us that we can walk through. I believe this is a year that God is going to be setting doors before us that we have the opportunity to walk through. And listen, for some of you, the doors that God's going to open, they are going to be exit ways to get out where you've been, to get where you're going. And for other of us, they're going to be doors that God's inviting us into to step into the fullness of what He has for our lives. How many of you guys know God's not done with you yet? You have not seen the fullness of everything God desires to do. And so God is inviting us this year, a year that God will open up doors for us to take us into more, into greater. And so see this for a second. Just like 2023, we looked at some Hebraic things and understood it was a year for us to rise. 2024 is the year of the door. Everybody say the year of the door. It is the year of the door. Now, you will hear other people talk about this and teach about this, and a lot of people are declaring this is a year of the open door. Well, it can be an open door, but it can also be a closed door. And we're going to get into that over the next few weeks together, understanding this about the Lord. God opens doors, but we better obey when God opens doors. We better be willing to move when God opens a door and says, go. Because just like that door can open, that door can also be shut. But this is a year. I want you to go ahead and get into your spirit this year. This is the year of the door. The year of the door. Now you say, well, Pastor, that's kind of random. Not really when you remember what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9. Because in fact, Jesus literally declared to his people in John chapter 10, verse 9, he said, I am the what? Is it on the screen yet? No, it's not. Now it is. I am the what? It wouldn't have worked if he just said, I am the window. He said, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find a pasture. And Makers Church, I want to declare this over you. This is the year of the door. And can I tell you, any good thing that you step into, it is because Jesus is the door that has opened the way for you to walk in the fullness of what God has for your life. And I want to tell you and remind you and stir up your faith today. You have not seen the greatest that God wants to do yet. But I believe God will begin to show those things to us in this season of miraculous multiplication in Jesus' name. If you believe that, somebody shout amen. So it's the year of the door, the year of the door. And what's important to understand is that, listen, just because a door is present doesn't mean that you can always walk through it. Because the truth is, you have to be in position to walk through an open door. You have to be in position. I hate when I'm somewhere and I'm close, but I'm far enough away where someone opens up a door for me, but I'm not there yet, because we all do that weird, like, speed walk to get there. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you feel bad that they've waited that long, so you, like, speed walk like something's wrong with you trying to get there and say thank you. The truth is that there's going to be doors that God opens for us this year, but we're the ones that have to be in position to walk through those doors. We're going to have to be in position to walk through the doors that God has opened for us. And so this is where God began to speak to me last year. Because last year he spoke to me about this was a year to rise. In fact, he even gave us some pillars about rising. We talked about those last week. We declared together that we were going to bring these into 2024 together. But the truth is this, it's just like we want to do those things, God's speaking to us about this year. And to my surprise, because last year God gave me an acronym for the word rise, and I'm not a big acronym fan. I don't like them. But you know, there's something about them. Well, God gave me another acronym for this year. And if you don't like it, blame him because it's his fault. But he gave me an acronym for the word door. I want to show you those four pillars. I'm not getting into them today because I got to get us going in this fast. In fact, I think after a week of fasting and prayer, you'll be more ready to receive them next week. But I want to show them to you today. And you say, Pastor, those look simple. But hear me today when I say this. Because they're from the Lord, they will be significant for each of us this year. Because they're from the Lord, they will be significant this year. And so here's what the Lord spoke to me about the word door. Go ahead and put that up. These four pillars, these four things that we're going to practice and commit to. The Lord said this is a year to dare to dream. Somebody say dare to dream. I said it a second ago. How many of you guys know that sometimes we choose to live in mediocrity when God invites us into the miraculous? For too long, the people of God have accepted less than when God said, why don't you dream big and believe I could do greater in and through your life? Dare to dream. Somebody shout, dare to dream. Oh, obey immediately. We're going to get into that so much this year because I've already said it, and here's what I will declare to you this year. God is going to set some open doors before you, and you better be ready to obey immediately because, listen, this is not the year of the open door. This is the year that the door could open, but the door could shut. And listen to me, we have to be ready to listen because you say, well, Pastor, what's the big deal? Listen to me, delayed obedience is disobedience. So we're going to obey immediately. Come on, somebody say obey immediately. Oh, this is the year that we're going to have to overcome obstacles. Now, we'll talk about those things, and God's already given me some vision about what I want to talk about. Because can I tell you, sometimes one of the greatest obstacles that we have to overcome in our lives, ourselves. Ooh, we're going to get into it this year. It's going to be a good year together in Jesus' name. But we're going to have to overcome obstacles this year in Jesus' name. And then lastly, this is so important, that we must be people who rejoice always. The Word of God declares we must rejoice always. Pastor, I don't feel like rejoicing. How could you not feel like rejoicing if Jesus has saved you and redeemed you and delivered you and done for you what nobody else can do? Pastor, but things don't always go my way. That does not mean that you still cannot have a heart of joy. So we're going to learn what it means to rejoice always. These four things. Listen, I hope we talk about these so much you wake up in the middle of your bed at night and say, dare to dream. Overcome obstacles. Rejoice always, obey immediately. I want them to get into your spirit because I'm telling you, and I want you to understand this, if you in your heart and in your mind will commit to these things in 2024, listen to me, you will not believe the doors that will open to you. You will be amazed at the doors God will open when you say, I will commit to these things together in Jesus' name. Come on, if you're ready, somebody shout amen. So we're going to be looking at those over the next several weeks together. But for the rest of our time today, I need to go somewhere different because tomorrow we're doing something. Let me back up. Before we get into the fast, I want to say this. This is really important for us. I want you to go ahead and understand now we're talking about overcoming some things. How many of you guys know, just like we can understand it's the year of the door, Satan knows it's the year of the door. Because he understands, he pays attention. In fact, the scary thing is that Satan knows the Word of God better than most believers do. So just like we can believe and understand it's the year of the door, Satan also understands the timing of God and what God is doing in his people in the earth. And so if Satan knows that as well, let me ask this question. How many of you guys know that he would like nothing more than for us to miss the open doors that God presents to us this year? He would like nothing more than for us to miss the doors that God opens up for our lives. He would try to somehow damper and delay a season of miraculous multiplication. That's his desire to see those things. And listen to me, he has a very specific way in which he tries to stop and delay the people of God. And it's right here in Matthew chapter 16. I want to share it with you this morning just because I want you to be encouraged as we even step into this together. Matthew 16, this was Jesus and he was talking with his disciples. And he said, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I want you to see something really quick. I want you to pay attention just really fast. This is a year where God's going to use doors in our lives. Well, guess what Satan tries to do? He has gates that he tries to surround us with to keep us from walking through the doors. He will try to put gates around us. Just listen, no matter what that gate could be in your life, he will try to surround us with things to keep us from moving forward and walking into the very things that God has for our lives. But in the next sentence in this passage, you find something out about Jesus, because how many of you guys know God is smarter than the devil? Look at this. He says, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Why will the gates of hell not prevail? Go to the next verse. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I want you to see something this morning as we talk about the year of the door. God uses doors. Satan has gates, but Jesus has given us keys. So for every time this year that Satan tries to put a gate around you to keep you from walking through the doors that God sets before you, Jesus has given you keys of dominion to unlock every gate of the enemy. He has given you a key to unlock everything that Satan tries to put in your life to keep you from walking in the fullness of what God has for you. I don't know about you, but that encourages me and that excites me to know that regardless of what Satan has got schemed or planned for 2024, if God opens up a door, Jesus has given us keys that we can walk through those doors and walk in the fullness of what he has for our lives. If you believe that, somebody give the Lord praise in this house. Jesus has given you and me keys. He has given us keys. Keys that will unlock those gates and help us step into the destiny that God has for our lives together. But before we talk about all those doors of 2024, before we step through any door that God will place before us, guess what? We have to start by opening the door that God cannot open for us. We have to start by opening the door to our heart. Did you know that your heart had a door? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Look at this. Revelation 3, verse 20. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal after we're done fasting together as friends. This is so important, Makers Church. For the next few minutes, I just want you to stay with me just for a second. Because here's the truth. The door to our heart, God cannot open that door. We have to open that door. Before you want God to open up any door for you this year, if you have faith that God can do any of those things, the first door that's got to open is the door to your heart. Why? Because God wants your heart. He wants your heart. Listen, he will use your hands to do great things. He will strengthen your mind. He'll help you in your head. But he wants your heart. He wants your heart. Say, Pastor, why does God want our heart? Because God knows something, and hopefully we've learned this too, that whoever or whatever has your heart has your true devotion. That whoever or whatever has your heart has your true devotion. And so as we step into a new year, Makers Church, as we step into a time, I believe God wants us to walk into the fullness of what he has, the first thing we have to do is make sure that we have opened our heart to the Lord. And you say, well, Pastor, how do we open up our heart? Well, it's a decision, but can I tell you, we have some keys that open up the door of our heart to the Lord. And you know what they are? prayer and fasting. Prayer, by say prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting are two keys. Prayer and fasting are two keys that will help us open up our heart to our Heavenly Father for who He is and all that He has for us this year. Now, if you don't know this about fasting and prayer, I will tell you, there is no substitute for it. There is no substitute for prayer and fasting. In fact, when we consecrate ourselves before the Lord with prayer and fasting, it is a special and it is a sacred time. It is a special and a sacred time. And if we had time today, and we'll talk about it on these Wednesdays where we're gathering and doing some teaching, if you start in the Old Testament and go all the way through the New Testament, you find that these keys have been used by people before. They have prayed and they have fasted. These two special spiritual disciplines. Jesus himself even declared this. Look at this in Matthew chapter 6. I want you to notice something today. He says, moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. You guys ever met somebody that's fasting and look like they just got their dog shot and ran over and everything else? Don't do it with a sad countenance. He said, for they disfigure their faces that may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. You want to know what their reward is? The reward is someone's like, good for them for fasting. I don't want someone's pat on the back when I'm after something God has for me in my life through prayer and fasting. He says, assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. But when you fast, there it is again, not if you fast, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Let me go ahead and just teach for a minute. Fasting is a physical activity that brings a spiritual result. It is a physical activity or act that brings spiritual results. Here's why. Fasting brings submission and surrender in a greater way in your body because you don't give your body what it wants more than anything else. Food. How many of you guys know that God designed us to eat? But he's also anointed us to fast. Okay? He's anointed us to have seasons where we fast. And listen to me. Fasting strengthens your spirit. Fasting strengthens your spirit. When you deny your flesh, your spirit grows in strength. And listen, the keys of prayer and fasting will unlock your heart and position you for the doors God desires to open for you this year. Listen, let me say it one more time. Fasting and prayer, these keys will unlock your heart and position you for the doors God desires to open for you this year. And I know somebody's already thinking it. I don't like fasting. Nobody likes fasting. And if you like fasting, you're weird. I'll go ahead and call it what it is. Listen, I did not get this way by fasting. Nobody likes fasting, but can I tell you, you say, well, nobody likes fasting. I know, because as soon as you start fasting, everything goes so slow. You know what I'm talking about? Those 24-hour days feel like they're 98-hour days every time you fast. You look at your watch like, how is it only 10:30 a.m.? I've been awake for 4 years already. That's how fasting feels. But the reality, Makers Church, is even though it's not fun and we don't like fasting, the truth is this, and I said it a few minutes ago, if you're at a place where you are desperate to see things you've never seen, then you need to be willing to do things you've never done. If you want to see some things that you've never seen, be willing to do some things you've never done. And for most of us, we don't like to fast. Guess what? Fasting could be the very key that unlocks the next that God has for you in your life this year. Fasting and prayer is the very thing that could unlock your heart to be in position for God to open the door that He has for you. And I don't know how you feel, but I've thought about it. I'll take a door of destiny over dinner any day of the week. I'll take a door of destiny over dinner any day of the week. But listen, in this year, in this sacred season, the keys of fasting and prayer will open the door of our heart to be in position for what God desires to do in us and through us. And here's the truth. It will allow us to ensure that we have returned to God, not just with our hands or with our heads, but we have returned to God with our hearts. That we have returned to God with our hearts. Did you know in the book of Joel chapter 2, God longed for his people to return in their hearts to him? In the book of Joel chapter 2, you can go and read it. And I encourage you to. God longed for his people to return to him in their hearts. God wanted their devotion. Do you want to know why? He had doors of destiny he was ready to open for them. They had walked through some things because of their own disobedience and different things that had happened, but God had doors for them that he was ready for them to walk through. And so God wanted them, though, he said, I need your heart. In order for them to be in position to go through those doors, God said, first, you got to return to me in your heart. And do you know what God said for them to do to return in their hearts to him? He said, fast and pray. Fast and pray. Let me show you this morning, Joel chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. I'm going to go through this quickly. He said, that is why the Lord says, this is the prophet Joel and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He says, turn to me now while there is time. How many of you guys know time is shorter than it's ever been? Listen, please stop acting like that you've just got an ample amount of time. The Bible actually says you're not even promised tomorrow unless the Lord desires to give it to you. But he says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. Notice what he said to his people. He said, turn to me, give me your hearts, come back to me. And he said, don't tear your clothes. Did you know in Old Testament times, people would tear their clothing to show their grief and their contrition? But the prophet Joel is saying here, he said, God's not interested in your wardrobe. God's interested in your heart. God doesn't want to see you just tear your clothes because this is how you feel. He says, listen, I'm tired of your clothes being torn up. I want your heart tender to me again. I want your heart turned towards me. I don't want your hands and your head. I want your heart. I long to have your devotion back to me. And he says, for this to happen, he said, come to me with fasting and weeping and mourning. But let me go further from it. Let's go a little further in the book of Joel. Because he commands this and he asks the people of God. Now we go to verse 15, where the prophet says, blow the ram's horn in Jerusalem. It was a sign, a signal. And look what he said. He said, announce a time of fasting. Call the people together for a solemn meeting. Why was everybody solemn? Because they weren't eating. It's serious. Call a solemn meeting. A solemn meeting. Gather all the people. Look at this. How much of the people? The elders, the children, and even the babies. Call the bridegroom from his quarters and the bride from her private room. Let the priests who minister in the Lord's presence stand and weep between the entry room to the temple and the altar. That's important because he said, listen, let the priests literally come to the door of the Holy of Holies and just stay there and weep for the people and for the nation. He said, listen, get everybody. He said, even go get people who are in other big activities, like they're getting married. He said, everybody needs to stop what they're doing, and they need to have a time where they consecrate themselves to me through fasting and prayer. He says, get everybody's attention. There is time right now for us to turn our attention to the Lord. Everybody praying and fasting, every generation. Can I tell you, as we fast and pray, work with your kids on them fasting and praying too. Teach them. Pastor, they're too little. They're too little for what? They're not too little for the attacks of the enemy. They're not too small to try to get confused in their mind that their gender is not right. They're not too small for the enemy to try to come in and manipulate their hearts right now. So if they're not too young for that, they're not too young for this. Teach them. Somehow find a way for them to be involved. I'll never forget when we asked Madeline when she was 3 years old, Maddie, we're fasting, what, or maybe four. She said, what do you want? She said, I'm going to fast broccoli and socks. Because she hated broccoli and she hated socks. That doesn't count for adults, by the way. Invite your babies to be a part of this. There's something special when the family says yes to these things together. Because can I tell you, why would God open up a door for this house and not open a door for your house and for your family and for your home? But notice, he says, gather everybody and fast and pray. Turn your hearts to me. Now let's go further and see something just for a minute. Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Because the prophet reveals to them what's going to happen if they accept God's invitation. He says, rejoice, you people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For the rain he sends demonstrates his faithfulness. Once more the autumn rains will come, as well as the rains of spring. The threshing floors will again be piled high with grain, and the presses will overflow with new wine and olive oil. I don't know if you can see this, but can I show you this today? When they return to God in their hearts, God said, I'm sending the rain. How many of you guys know in God's word, blessing means rain? Rain means blessing. He said, I'm sending fresh blessings. And then he said, right here, look at verse 24. What year are we in? We're in the year 2024. He said, threshing floors will be piled high with grain. Do you know what that is? That's a harvest maker's church. He said, threshing floors will be piled high with grain. A harvest is coming. And he said, the presses will overflow with new wine and oil. New wine means joy. How many of you guys want a fresh out? Outpouring of joy this year in Jesus' name, and then new oil. I believe God wants to anoint each of us with fresh oil for the season of miraculous multiplication, to walk in the fullness of what God has for his lives. All of those things came to pass because they were willing to turn their hearts back to God, and they were willing to return to the Lord with their heart and give them their devotion. Now, here's where it gets deep. I believe God is asking us to return to him, to return our hearts to him. And when I was praying and thinking and understanding about this 24 days of fasting and prayer for the year 2024, I heard the Holy Spirit say three things. That he wants us to return in three areas. He wants us to return over these next 24 days in three areas. To return to the Lord in truth, to return to the Lord in time, and return to the Lord in trust. I'm going to get into it in a minute, but I want you to hear something. We have 24 days. We have three objectives. That means 8 days we're spending on each of these. Do you know what the number 8 represents in the Bible? It represents new beginnings. I believe that this year, as we take 24 days, 8 days, to pray and fast that we return to the Lord in the truth. 8 days to return and make sure that we're giving our time to him first. 8 days to ensure that we are trusting him the way that we should. I believe God will start and do new things to us and through us as we return to him completely. Return in our truth, our time. Return in the truth, in our time, and in our trust. Now, I wanted to talk about all these today, but the Lord said, no, take it easy and take it slow. So I am. So I'm only going to be talking about truth today for about the next 8 or 9 minutes, and then I'm done. But I want to tell you something. As we get ready to fast and pray, we're going to make sure we equip you guys. Tomorrow on our church app, you'll find a fasting and prayer document with verses and prayer points. We'll email it out to everybody. We'll make sure you're equipped with all those things. But listen to me. I believe more than ever we have to ensure that our hearts have returned to the Lord with truth. Somebody say truth. With truth. Let me talk about this for a minute. Truth. To return to the Lord in truth. We see more than ever people are like, well, let's talk about my truth or your truth. No, we need to return to the truth of the Lord. We need to return, listen, we need to return to the truth, not someone else's truth, not some other variant of it. We need to return fully in our hearts to the truth of who God is and what God has said. Listen, we need to return to the truth that Jesus is the only way to heaven. We need to return to the truth that, listen, we need to return to the truth that purity and holiness is God's commanded standard for his people. That purity is God's commanded standard for his people. Listen, we need to return to the truth that how we live matters. That the motives of our hearts, the words we say, the actions of our lives, everything we do, they all matter. We need to return to that truth in every part of our lives, Makers Church. Can I go further? We need to return to the truth that love must be our highest goal, and we should be known for our love more than anything else. We should return to the truth that how we treat our spouses and how we treat our children matters. We should return to the truth that what we consume, from music to entertainment, matters. We should return to the truth that what we eat and drink matters. We should return to the truth that whatever we do in our lives should be done for the glory of God. We should return to those truths in our lives. Listen, we should return to the truth that abortion is wrong. We should return to the truth that heterosexuality is God designed for humanity. We should return to the truth that marriage must be between a man and a woman. We need to return to the truth that we find our identity in God and not in a gender. We need to turn to the truth that God's word must be our foundation in every part of our lives and not the opinion of man. We need to return to those truths in every part of our lives. But let me go further. We need to return to the truth that Jesus is returning for his bride, and we must be ready. We've got to return to the truth. Listen, we got to return to the truth that we don't have to spend our lives bound and broken and scraping by, but we can live completely free and blessed and thriving in every part of our lives. We've got to return to the truth. We've got to return to the truth that all of us are called and anointed to preach the gospel and go into the world to make disciples of people and nations. That's the truth we've got to return to. But before anybody says anything, I know what some of you are thinking, but Pastor Daring, it's fine that you're telling others this, but I never left. I got a word of warning for you. That's great, but it's easier to drift from these things than you think it is. It's easier to drift from these things than you think it is. Because listen to me, the world in which we live, Satan and the current of this world will take you a lot further than you ever thought you would go. It'll pull you out. Just when you were like, I'm rock solid in all of these things, you just let one person that you love try to convince you of something, and the next thing you know, you have walked away from biblical truth and stepped into the opinions of man. You want to know something? This is why in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1, the writer of Hebrews said this. Put this on the screen. We must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. It happens more than you think it does. And so I'll go ahead and make this statement, and I love you, but listen to me. Do not be so arrogant to think that you can't drift. Do not get so proud in your heart that you think that you could never drift away from these things, and all the while you're way over here when God called you to be over here. But listen to me, this is what Jesus prayed in John 17, verse 17, to the Father about us. He said, Father, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We must return to the Lord in truth. We must return to the Lord in truth. And for the next 8 days, Makers Church, we are going to be praying and fasting these first 8 days, consecrating ourselves to completely return in our hearts to the Lord in truth. If you're ready, come on, I want you to stand to your feet all over the house today. I'm excited about everything God's going to do in 2024. I'm excited about, listen, I'm excited about circles. I'm excited this is the year of the door. But none of those things matter if we don't make sure we have returned to the Lord completely. None of those things matter if we have not returned our hearts to the Lord, starting with truth. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've got two scriptures I'm going to share with you right now that the psalmist David prayed that I pray over the next 8 days are our prayers. That he prayed that I want you to see this morning. Psalm verse 86, 11. He said, teach me more about you, God, how you work and how you move, so that I can walk onward in your truth until everything within me brings honor to your name. Come on, I want you to read that with me right now. You ready? Teach me more about you, how you work and how you move, so that I can walk onward in your truth until everything within me brings honor to your name. Listen, for the next 8 days, may that be the cry of our heart, that we would be so returned to God in truth, that we would not be deceived in any part of our lives, that we would not drift away in anything, but we would be solidified in returning to the Lord in truth. Because you better hear me this morning. No other doors for you will open this year if the door of your heart has not been opened and invited God inside. It starts here. And then the last one, Psalm 139. God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Put me to the test and sift through all of my anxious cares. Keep going. See if there is any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. I want to make sure that we are returned to the truth of the Lord and his kingdom this year. As we celebrate all he's going to do, may it start first with us returning to him with prayer and fasting and saying yes to truth. Here's what I want us to do this morning. I want everybody, if you're here, I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord. And I want you to take a minute. I believe there's an invitation already in 2024 of the Holy Spirit to you, inviting you to open up the door of your heart again. And if you say, Lord, I'm ready, I want that door to be open, right now say, God, I'm inviting you into every part of my life. I'm inviting you in, Lord, to every part of who I am. Lord, there is not one place that's off access. There is not one place, God, that you're not invited. I invite you into every part of my life, Lord. And if you've invited him, I just want you to say, Lord, I'm committing to returning my heart to you. I'm committing to returning my heart to you. I'm committing to returning my heart to you, Lord, specifically in truth. Specifically in truth. Lord, right now, may we make up our minds as we get ready to pray, as we get ready to fast. Lord, may we return to you in truth. May we return to you in truth. God, the truth of your word, the truth of purity, the truth of holiness, the truth of righteousness. Father, the truth of your standards in every part of our lives. May we fully return in truth. May we not drift away in any direction. But Father, may we find you to be real. And may we return and be devoted to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. God, we say yes to returning to you. God, we say yes, Lord, to preparing our hearts, Lord, for the things that you desire to do in us and through us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, may we return to truth this week. The next 8 days, God, may we commit ourselves to praying what the psalmist prayed, that we would walk and live Jesus, I'm going to pray what you prayed in John 17. Come on, I want you to open up your hands like you're getting ready to catch something. I just want to declare this over all of us. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Sanctify us, God, in your truth. Sanctify us, God, by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word and your standards are truth. Your word and your standards are truth. Sanctify us, Lord. Sanctify us, Father. In this season where you desire to do supernatural things, before we step through any door, may we be sanctified by your truth. That we return in our hearts to you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.